Grammar Girl here. One of the most frequent questions I'm asked is whether it's acceptable to end a sentence with a preposition. It's been almost 4 years since I did a podcast on the topic, so I think it's time to do it again. I know many of you were taught that you shouldn't end a sentence with a preposition, but it's a myth. In fact, I consider it one of the top 10 grammar myths because many people believe it's true, but because nearly all grammarians disagree, at least in some cases. So before I lose you, let's back up. What is a preposition? A preposition is a word that creates a relationship between other words. It's been said that prepositions often deal with space and time, which always makes me think of Star Trek. For example, the prepositions above, by, and over all say something about a position in space. And the prepositions before, after, and since all say something about time. Here's an example of a sentence that can end with a preposition. What did you step on? A key point, you might say a quick and dirty tip, is that the sentence doesn't work if you leave off the preposition. You can't say, what did you step? You need to say, what did you step on, to make a grammatical sentence. I can hear some of you gnashing your teeth right now while you think, what about saying, on what did you step? But really, have you ever heard anyone talk that way? I've read long, contorted arguments from noted grammarians about why it's okay to end sentences with prepositions when the preposition isn't extraneous. But the driving point still seems to be, nobody in their right mind talks this way. Yes, you could say, on what did you step, but not even grammarians think you should. It sounds pedantic. But you can't always end sentences with prepositions. When you could leave off the preposition and it wouldn't change the meaning, you should leave it off. Here's a cell phone commercial that really gets on my nerves.
Yo, where you at?
Man, you know where I'm at.
I know where you at and you know where I'm at.
Oh, you know where I'm at.
For the purposes of today's discussion, let's ignore the fact that they left out the verb are, because I've definitely heard people ask, where are you at? The problem is that where are you at doesn't need the preposition at the end. If you say, where are you, it means the same thing. So the at is unnecessary. You should leave it off. I'm going to get off track for a minute because the problem with unnecessary prepositions doesn't happen just at the end of sentences. People often throw extraneous prepositions in to the middle of sentences, and they shouldn't. Instead of saying, Squiggly jumped off of the dock, it's better to say Squiggly jumped off the dock. You see, you don't need to say off of the dock. Off the dock says the same thing without the preposition. Another example is outside of, when outside by itself would do just fine. You should say he's outside the door, not he's outside of the door. So far, my examples of sentences that end with prepositions have all been questions. Lest you think they're a special case, we'll look at some sentences that aren't questions. English has a type of verb called a phrasal verb. These are verbs made up of multiple words, and one is always a preposition. Cheer up, run over, log on, and leave off are all examples of phrasal verbs. And often sentences that use phrasal verbs end with a preposition. For example, I wish he would cheer up, and you should leave it off. These are perfectly acceptable sentences. But it's also okay to end a sentence with a preposition sometimes, even when you aren't using a phrasal verb. For example, take this sentence. She displayed the good humor she's known for. You could rewrite that as, she displayed the good humor for which she's known, but doing so is unnecessary and awkward. Here's another one. I want to know where he came from. You could rewrite that as, I want to know from where he came. But again, ick, the solution is worse than the problem. Now, I said you don't need to rewrite those sentences, but because of the prevalent myth that it's wrong to end sentences with prepositions, there are times when you should avoid doing it, even though it isn't wrong. For example, when you're writing a cover letter to a potential employer, don't end a sentence with a preposition. The person reading the letter could see it as an error. I always recommend following the most conservative grammar rules in job applications. I'd rather be hired than lose out on an opportunity because my grammar was correct, but perceived as wrong. But once you're hired and you're in a position to have a discussion about grammar, don't be afraid to end sentences with prepositions, as long as the preposition isn't unnecessary. Just be ready to show your boss a good style guide or this podcast, and do your part to dispel one of the top 10 grammar myths. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll like my books, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing and The Grammar Devotional, available where all fine books are sold. That's all. Thanks for listening.